Close your eyes, focus on your breath. When the breath comes in, know it's coming in. When it goes out, know that it's going out. Just stay right there with the breath. The mind doesn't have to jump around to a lot of different places. You can just stay here with the breath all the way in, all the way out. When the mind stays with one thing, then it can gather some strength. Otherwise, it wastes all of its strength jumping around all the time. What does the mind need strength for? Well, it needs strength for all kinds of things, both inside and out. This rains retreat, we've been talking about the dhammas that the Buddha said, or the qualities that the Buddha said provide you with a protector. It all comes from your own actions. And this week's protector is, guess what? Being diligent, being industrious in the affairs of the group you belong to. In other words, if you live at home, you're industrious in the affairs of the home. You don't just let one person take all the burden. Everybody shares. Keeping the house clean, looking after things that need to be repaired. All the various things that are required of having a home. If you're staying at the monastery, it's the same sort of thing. You're industrious in the affairs that keep the place going. The Buddha said this is a protector in several ways. On the one hand, it allows you to be helped by other people too. They see that you're helping the group. They want to help too, and so it creates a good atmosphere in the group. And then secondly, you develop good qualities, the qualities that you're going to need to use in developing your own meditation. Because if you're lazy outside, then your meditation tends to be lazy as well. So you want to be diligent in the affairs of your group. Now, being diligent, of course, doesn't mean just being industrious all the time. As I said, there are four kinds of people in the world. There are the people who are industrious and intelligent, and the people who are lazy and intelligent. Then there are people who are industrious and stupid, and the people who are lazy and stupid. And of those four, the most dangerous ones are the ones who are industrious and stupid. In other words, they do a lot of work, but it creates a lot of trouble for other people. So in addition to being industrious, you have to be knowledgeable in the affairs of these duties. In other words, know when they need to be done. Learn how to have your own eye, as they say. When you're living at home, have your eyes as big as the house. When you're living in a monastery, have your eyes as big as the monastery. Look around, see what needs to be done, and look at how it's done well. It's only then that it really becomes a virtue and really becomes a protector, because otherwise you just do a lot of industrious stuff, but you can create a lot of problems. Then it doesn't become a protector at all. So those are the two things you have to think about. One is being industrious, and two is knowing the affairs. And then finally, being willing to help at all times, regardless of what your mood may be. When something needs to be done, you do it. A storm comes through and you clean up after the storm, whether you're feeling tired or not. A fire comes through and you have to work to protect the place from the fire. You can't wait until you're in the right mood to help in these areas. Because sometimes some real emergencies come and you have to be willing and able to do them right then, right there. This is one of the reasons why we meditate every day, is to give the mind the strength it needs. So when an emergency comes, okay, you can know how to deal with it. This way you have your protector. In other words, you've got your inner strength and you've got your knowledge and you've got your willingness to do whatever needs to be done to help the group. This way you get to live in a good group. The group is happy because all the work in the group is getting done. Everybody's helping here. This person helps a little, that person helps a little. And when you have many hands working on a job and the hands are all skilled, then the job is light. So try to be industrious and knowledgeable and willing in the affairs of your group. At home, you're helping around the house. And at the monastery, you help around the monastery. Wherever you are, at work, you help around the work. Always do more than you're strictly required to do. Whether other people see doesn't really matter. The fact that you see is what's important. Because you're developing good qualities in mind. And you know in your own mind whether you've got good qualities. That right there is a protector.